This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Hey, team.
How's it going?
What's up?
How's it going?
So how much is Cap reeling from the events of the Winter Soldier when we meet him here?
He's adjusting. The team doesn't have anyone to report to now. There's no more S.H.I.E.L.D., so we're all kind of depending upon one another. But that gives him an opportunity to kind of take more of a leadership role, I suppose. You know, since there's no one else giving him orders, he doesn't have to question the kind of chain of command or anyone's motives. But it does mean he needs to rely on his team a lot more. So it just kind of adds a little bit more tension into the actual dynamic of the Avengers. With these movies, it's hard to kind of dive too deeply into any one character's plot line, you know what I mean? That's just the nature of how these movies are going to have to work. You know, you do your movie and then we come to Avengers and we all kind of got to address a group conflict and then we go back to your conflict. There are too many plots, too many characters to try and spend too much time with your own individual conflict, you know?
You are starting, I mean, at the end of Winter Soldier, you are starting on your own mission. And, I mean, do we kind of, when you enter into this film, do we kind of see you on that mission and that kind of get interrupted, or?
I can't tell you that. Next question.
How have you mentioned the group dynamics, how have they sort of evolved in however the relationship's developing in this film?
I don't know if I can tell you that either. These are tough interviews to give because you don't want to give too many plot points away. I can see headlines now plastering, and then I get a little talking to.
Well, we're under embargo for a long time.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right. So, great. Okay, so Steve's a woman. Everyone has their own personal. The Scarlet Witch, what can I tell you? has a way of making each of us kind of. You know, she gets in your head. That's her ability. And so each one kind of is confronted with their own personal issues and demons, and that kind of creates personal struggle as well as conflict with the team. So I don't want to dive too deeply into each person's individual conflict, but it's tense.
At this point, now you've played Cap, this is your fourth film playing him.
Right.
How comfortable are you with the character and with what ownership you've taken of who this Captain America is?
I feel very comfortable. The first movie, you're terrified. The second one, you're just, you know, intimidated because there's so many great people. But by Cap 2 is when you really start kind of hitting your stride and feeling like you're making some forward progress with the character, and you get a little more comfortable speaking up when you have opinions. And the Russos were so great, and I loved that movie, and it all just kind of worked out in terms of the evolution of, you know, my personal connection with the character. So at this point, I'm feeling real good. It's, again, like I said, it's hard to kind of give too much individual attention to your own plot line in a movie like this. They still give, you know, good hurdles to jump, but it's almost kind of, I'm very excited for Cap 3.
Is there carryover between the relationship you and Scarlet had in Winter Soldier, which was so funny and casual and
yeah. They do really good stuff with Scarlet in this one, with her personal story as well. So the bond is definitely there, but, you know, Cap 2, we established it. We're not going to keep beating on that one. It's built. It's there. It's solid. The foundation is there. So this movie begins with kind of a connection between the two of us, but she kind of has her own arc in this film.
You have the impression that some of the other relationships in the Avengers are tentative, that kind of out of necessity that they kind of come together. Do we get the impression in this movie that they've gotten together in between the two movies at all, or is it just like the Avengers only come together for these big events where they have to be brought together?
Meaning, does it seem like the main Avengers characters have had like other battles in between?
Well, whether they've actually done anything together in between the first Avengers movie and this event, because we've seen the different Iron Man and you and
no, Thor they do a good job, because, you know, you don't want to waste, you know, movie's only a couple hours long and you got a lot of people to fit in there, so you don't want to kind of we really hit the ground running with this movie. The opening scene is, you know, boom. So mm-hmm. So we don't want to kind of be like, what have you been up to? Right. So you hit the ground running, and then you kind of pepper in dialogue with being like, man, those past couple of years have been crazy, haven't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's in no way a cheat. That's for the audience's sake. You don't want to waste your time trying to be like, you know, having the reunion moments. You just want to get these guys fighting together.
I was thinking more like a complex thing. Like the first movie is Avengers number one, and this would be Avengers number two, or whether we're jumping to ahead to Avengers number six or something like that. And
right,
this
right.
There's stuff in between that someday we'll find out about her.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, everything that Marvel does, there's, you know, it's a chess move. Nothing is by accident. Everything is calculated. So sometimes there are things that even I find out that I'm like, that's why you did that? You guys. You sons of bitches.
You said you were more comfortable speaking up about Cap. Was there anything that you talked to Joss about before you started on this that you wanted to make sure was included or involved or a part of the
You know, in terms of the character, Joss helped write the first Captain America. And not only that, but he's a fanboy. You know, I mean, he's loves comic books. So it's not like you're talking to someone who might not have a handle on what audiences want and who this character is at his core. The only thing I kind of talked to him about was his ability consistency. You know, with the second Captain America, we really pushed the envelope in terms of what this guy is capable of, which I was excited to see. Because, you know, in the first Captain America, he's just strong. And in Avengers, it was still, in my opinion, a little bit punch, punch, kick, kick. And it's like, fine, but, you know, he can't just be Jason Bourne. We got to see this guy do stuff that's like, yeah, he deserves a spot on this squad. And, you know, in Cap 2, he's pinballing off of Quinjets and taking down, you know, doing unbelievable things. I don't want to take a step back. So we got to make sure that it seems that he's continuing training. His fight style needs to advance a little bit. You know, I don't want to go full Bruce Lee, but there needs to be more than just haymakers and you know, front kicks. So there needs to be a style of fight. There needs to be a consistent display of strength. You know, utilize your environment in a way that's like, that's right, he can, you know, pick up a motorcycle with one hand. You know, just let's not forget that. I can't get punched by a human and get knocked down. That just doesn't make sense anymore. That's the only thing. And that's a tough thing to manage. To try and remember, you know, even in Avengers, you know, I punched a heavy bag across a room. If I hit a person, they're not getting back up. That's just the way it's going to go. We can't do this any other way. That's it. Just trying to keep your finger on that pulse. And it's tricky with all these characters, you know.
You talked about hitting the ground running as like, we're not going to waste time on a reunion. But what's Cap's role in bringing these guys back together again for this particular story?
Well, it's not that he sounded the alarm. It's kind of out of necessity. You know, once S.H.I.E.L.D. fell, this affected everybody. And again, I don't know how much I could or even should say, but I mean, there is something that affects all of us that requires us all to kind of come back together and fight as a unit. Cap's just more than willing to take a leadership role. You know, he's been in wars. You know, he understands the dynamic of a team, and he's not doing it out of, you know, arrogance or ego. He's doing it out of necessity and functionality.
Who's your favorite Avenger other than yourself? Now that you're on your second adventure together.
Who's my favorite Avenger? That's so tough. I'd put myself kind of at the bottom of the list, honestly. Like, you know, and I love, as a man, as people, I'd take Steve Rogers. As an Avenger, come on. I don't know. I really think Thor is pretty cool. I really like Iron Man just because, you know, I just can't get enough of Downey. Every single line he gives is so good. It's really crazy watching him work. If you ever get a chance, you're just like, God, I can see why this guy gave birth to this. And we wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for Downey and what he did with the first Iron Man. So, you know, you can see that. And then Ruffalo, you know, everything the guy does is just so interesting and unique. Such a good choice. I'll be the first to admit, if you had asked me who's going to play the next Hulk, I don't know if he would have been on a lot of people's radar. And yet I can't picture anybody else now but him. He's perfect. I don't know. Everyone's so great. And now Paul Bettany, man, we just had our first scene with him. He's so good. He's so good. You guys are gonna love him. He's gonna be amazing.
Cool. There's Can you talk a about great. What some of the other newcomers to the cast have brought to the table? What sure. It's like to bring them into the fold?
Sure. It's got to be tough coming in. You know, being the new kid on the playground with people who have done these movies as a group and in their individual franchises, coming in and just kind of trying to not mess with the formula. But everyone's so talented and professional, I don't even know what you want to call it, but it just feels right. You know, when we were sitting there yesterday having a scene with Paul, with Aaron, with Lizzie, and you're just like, yeah, this is, you guys weren't in the first Avengers? Oh shit, you weren't. You know, and it just feels right. It feels normal, and they're so cool and so good. And every couple of days, Joss will show little clips of what these abilities are going to look like, and how Lizzie's gonna, you know, it's just, you see things like, man. Let's not forget the Cap's really strong, okay? He's really strong. it's just, these are gonna do so many cool things, and everyone is just, you know, I've never been a part of a movie where everyone just gets along so well, so consistently, and even when you add new people in, the dynamic doesn't shift at all. I don't know. I don't know how it's working, but I'm just happy to be a part of it.
The first movie was such an experiment for a number of reasons. Is there a sense that, like, you're back on set with this team, this director, that we've done this before, or a little bit more confident?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, in a weird way, it feels like you never really left. You just kind of, it's very much. You know, when it's your movie, there's this kind of weight and pressure and involvement you're in every single day, you're in every single scene, and it's a lot. This movie is, it's just fun. It's like summer camp or something, you know. There's still a responsibility, and everyone is still wildly committed and professional about it, but there is something about just kind of, we're in this together, we're all locking arms, and, you know, if we're all, you know, a team, we won't sink, and it feels a lot safer in a way.
Have there been a lot of script changes since you got on set and started filming?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's Joss. Like before you shoot, he's like, here's 9 new pages. Joss. All right. Okay. I mean, it's not major plot changes, but just sometimes dialogue shifts. Sometimes, you know, he's just, I don't know what it, I don't know whether it's that there are a lot of, voices and opinions kind of coming down about, you know, individual pieces of dialogue, or if Joss just, you know, wakes up with a brain that can't sit still and has a better idea and a better exchange, and everything's good, nothing is bad, it never gets worse, everything is just like, man, the guy just leaks clever repartee. It's just every single scene, it's like, man, I don't know. And even on the day, in the moment, you can just be like, I don't know if I like this, and he'll think for 30 seconds and come up with some brilliant exchange, and you're like, fuck, this guy's just good. This guy is good at this. So there are enormous amounts of changes, but nothing that really, you know, shakes the earth.
You mentioned how your fighting style has evolved. How has it evolved in this film?
Well, I mean, again, we're just trying to... The foes are a bit more of a challenge. So, in a way, he's not as effective as I'd like him to be. You know, you have to measure your enemy's ability based on, you know, his capacity to win. And sometimes Cap has to take that one on the chin and be the one that gets thrown around a little bit, because, you know, these Ultrons are pretty powerful. So how is his fighting style? I mean, he's you know, it's still, it's not like we're incorporating like Wing Chun or any like Jeet Kune Do or anything like that. It's you know, I'm trying to incorporate a lot more of his reflexes, you know what I mean? I'd love to get some scene where you kind of understand it's not just his speed and ability, it's the fact that he can move. Even if his hands were bound, you couldn't get a finger on him. You know, he can still react incredibly fast. So we're trying to incorporate that, but by the same token, we're also trying to show what this foe can do. So it's got to catch you sometimes. I don't know. I guess I can't get too specific about how his fighting has evolved. It's just a matter of maintaining the speed and strength and agility and all that stuff.
The first film really set up phase two in a very interesting way, in terms of where it left you guys and where it left the Marvel Universe. Heading into phase three, without getting into technically how it works, do you feel like this launches the characters into some really interesting places by the end of this film? Do you have a sense of where you're going?
Oh, sure. I mean, well, just even if you have to look contractually how we're all kind of set up, if they want to kind of have a clean break, you know, towards the end, we're approaching the final act, so you can really kind of pull out all the stops. So yeah, by the end of this movie, everyone does have a very interesting trajectory, and it's not so much about like thinking about the next 6 films. It's, you know, we're ready to, I was gonna say blow our load. That doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound good at all. You know, they're gonna pull out all the stops. I guess that's more of a version of that idiom.
On that idea, I mean, obviously with this film, you have to raise the stakes from what was already a huge film in the first Avengers. And obviously a big part of that is going to be Ultron. I'm curious just if you could talk a bit about what he presents as a villain to the group, and also what it's been like working with Spader.
Sure, Spader, God, Spader, so good. Well, I mean, this thing about Joss, it's not just about the power of the villain or, you know, his shiny lights or abilities. It's kind of the mentality of the villain. It's really, this is, you know, he's Joss, a very clever writer. So it's really about, you guys are embargoed. Does that mean I can just say whatever the hell I want to say?
Well.
Am I already in deep shit?
No, you're good.
Okay, am I good? Don't fuck me on this, guys.
Yeah, I mean, in the general terms, we can talk about old Josh.
Okay. He's a woman, too. an ideology behind Ultron that makes him more unique than just a bad guy. He doesn't want to just kill the Avengers. He doesn't want to just destroy the world. He has these monologues, these beautiful speeches that kind of embody a certain mentality about what's wrong with humanity, and it represents something deeper than just I'm evil and I don't like the good guys. So hopefully things like that. That's what makes you care a little bit more about a story than just, you know, an evil bad guy. You have like a really complex, like, look at what Hiddleston did with Loki. He made a real character. He made like real conflict. Like, Loki could have a movie that has nothing to do with superheroes. It would just be like a really interesting like character study. Like, this guy needs a therapist. But it's deep, and that's what makes you, you know, give a shit. And I think that's what we're gonna have with Ultron.
You mentioned before Ultron's plural. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
I don't think so. I think I'm already in enough hot water with Ultron.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
I mean, you know, he's a woman.
you also talk about the leadership role that Cap plays in Avengers now. How does that go with Thor and Hulk and sure. even Tony Stark? Because I figured they would not want anyone else to be a leader.
Sure. Before. Well, you know, again, approaching the end of these certain people are moving on as different things, and so they're, and the things that we've each seen in ourselves in this movie, each one of our hurdles, our battles, our struggles, our shortcomings, our fears. These are the things that have kind of motivated, been a catalyst for change and evolution. And so for someone like Tony, who might not want to be anything but the front man, he has to kind of face that. But there is people like Thor is a soldier. You know, he just has been a soldier in another world. And, you know, so there's an understanding between those two men, Cap and Thor, and same with Hawkeye, you know what I mean? These guys have all been in battle, so. For the most part, there aren't as many conflicting egos, I don't think, in terms of, well, who's leading this crew? It's more personal conflicts and more personal questions about who they are as people and what they're looking for and what makes sense, what's right and wrong, and it's not so much about, well, who's the front man?
One of his Cap sort of arcs was just about being comfortable with man out of time in a very increasingly complicated world. It seems like in this movie that's going to get even more complicated. He has a trust issue maybe now after S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sure.
He has villains and heroes are going to cross paths. They're going to trade sides throughout this movie. Can you talk about his response to that? What are his demons that he's facing with?
Well, they do, you know, there are more relationships in this movie, personal relationships, that Cap has to kind of witness. And I think that does kind of make him question his own purpose in terms of, you know, this is the guy that wanted the family and the wife and the kids and stability and normalcy. You know, he wanted to serve his country, but what he really wanted, in my opinion, was a normal life. And then he went into the ice and things changed. And so it's a matter of where's home? You know, he's always been a little lost, and even in Cap 2, it was very much about, like, what do I want? What am I supposed to be doing? What completes me? And this one, he kind of has to watch some of those relationships up close and question, is that the end game? Is that what he's fighting for?
There's been a visual evolution, obviously ongoing, of the Cap suits and how he looks. But just for you as a performer, how much input do you have in terms of what you want to be able to do physically, and how much give and take is there as they're fine-tuning this?
I didn't get enough input on this one, I'll tell you that. I really liked that stealth suit from Cap 2, the navy blue one in the opening. That was my favorite one. It was so cool. And it moved well, and it breathed. It was just great. I don't know why they keep changing this shit.
Action figures.
The Avengers in the comic books, the roster is always changing. Are we going to see a shakeup? Like, because in this we've got Quicksilver, we've got Scarlet Witch and Hawkeye, and in the comics, like in the 60s, Cap and all three of them, all the rest of the guys left and they became the Avengers.
Right.
They're going to be like towards the end of this movie without revealing too much. Is it a shake-up?
I don't know how to answer that one without revealing too much. I mean, you know, it's Marvel. They're never going to do the same thing. You know what I mean? They're always going to try and reinvent and surprise and give audiences what's unexpected.